To be or not to be? That is the question. I know very few lines from Shakespeare, but it's no surprise to me that one of the few I do know contains the verb to be twice. You see, I consider to be the mother of all verbs. I'd bet a lot of money that to be is the most frequently used verb in English and in Spanish. Anytime you say is, am, are, was, or were, you're actually saying a conjugated form of to be. But here's the thing. In Spanish, they have two different to be's. Hola, I'm Jordan, and this is a Spanish quickie. Fast, easy Spanish lessons from somebody who speaks your language. What we're going to talk about today has been the scorn of Spanish students since the beginning of time. Like I said a second ago, in Spanish, they have two different ways to say to be. Crazy, eh? In Spanish, to be is both ser and estar. So every time you say I am, or he is, or we were, you have to think about and choose which word to use. This really threw me for a loop when I started because there's a long laundry list of rules dictating when you use ser and when you use estar. If this, use ser. If that, use estar. If this, but not that. But this, but that. Then use... But don't you worry about all that. Through the years, I figured out three rules that'll help you decide between ser and estar in 90% of the situations you find yourself in. Not just at the beginning, but forever. And really, if you can start to look at things the way I tell you to, you can rely on just one of those rules. Now, I've been trying to avoid giving you any conjugations, but in order to make this lesson clear, I can no longer avoid it. So let's just focus on the present tense third person singular. We go to the chart, singular on this side, third person here. To be in the third person singular is is. He is, she is, it is. In Spanish, we have two ways to say is, with ser and with estar. In the third person singular, ser is es and estar is está. So in Spanish, you can say is with either es or está. Okay, so let's get into those three rules that'll help you choose either ser or estar in 90% of the situations you encounter. Rule number one, temporary versus permanent. For permanent stuff, you use ser. For temporary stuff, you use estar. He is a human being. He will always be a human being. So for that, you would use ser because he is a human being permanently. El es humano. He is a human. But he is happy. He is happy right now. That's temporary. He can be sad in a second. You use estar for this. El está feliz. Make sense? But I want you to notice something important and pretty cool if you ask me. Sometimes you can use either one, depending on what you want to say. The meaning of a sentence can change just by changing the version of to be. He is happy. That can mean two things, really. It can mean he's happy right now, like we said a second ago, but it can also mean he is a happy person in general. If you wanted to say he is happy right now, you would use a star like before. El está feliz. But if you were just talking about him to another person and you wanted to describe him as a happy person in general, you would use ser. El es feliz. Another quick example, a green apple. The green apple can be a green apple because it's a green apple. Not a red one, not a yellow one, but a green one. In this case, it'll be green forever. It's a green apple. La manzana es verde. The apple is green. But what if it's a red apple, but it's not ripe yet? We could say la manzana está verde because it's just green right now, but as it ripens, it would turn red. See what's going on? This doesn't come up very often. Most of the time, there is a right and a wrong answer. You use either ser or a star. But in cases like this, both could be used, but it changes the meaning of what you say, so there's still a right and wrong answer. So keep an eye out for examples like that, but more generally, just know to use a star for temporary things and ser for permanent things. Rule number two, location uses a star. You always use a star for location. So he is at the market uses a star. El está en el mercado. That makes sense because it goes along with our temporary permanent rule from before. Where it got confusing for me is with buildings. The location of buildings uses estar, even though it might seem permanent. But buildings can burn down, be torn down, or simply picked up and moved. So if you think of buildings like that, they're temporary. Regardless of how you think about it, use estar for location. The library is there uses estar. La biblioteca está ahí. Location always uses estar. Rule number three. Professions. Professions use ser. So he is a doctor is el es doctor. This kind of goes against the temporary permanent thing, but I like to remember it correctly by thinking back in the day. If you were a blacksmith, you were a blacksmith all your life. So your profession was a permanent thing and it just stuck. I'm completely making that up. I don't know if that's really the reason, but that's how I think of it. If you know something different, please leave a comment below. I think that stuff is interesting to think and talk about. A student counts as a profession in this case. So she is a student would be ella es estudiante. Professions always use ser. Okay, that's it for today. Those three rules will govern 90% of the situations you encounter, not just at the beginning, but all the way through. So if you can get these three rules ingrained into your head, you'll be all good for 90% of the situations you find yourself in. And really, it's just one rule if you start thinking about professions as permanent and locations of buildings as temporary. To help you get the practice you need, I've put together a little practice sheet for you. Just go to gringoespanol.com/ser-estar and download the PDF called Practice Sheet. That link is below this video too. There are a bunch of statements in English there and you just have to choose whether that sentence in Spanish would use ser or estar. It's all in English so you don't have to look up a bunch of words. You can just focus on choosing ser or estar. The answer key is also located at gringoespanol.com/ser-estar. So go there right now, download the practice sheet and ingrain this into your mind as much as possible. Temporary is estar. Permanent is ser. Location is estar. Profession is ser. If you're not already on the list to get the Gringo Español newsletter, be sure to sign up when you go to the site to download the practice sheet. Go now.